Not everyone in military service sees combat or frontline duty, but those who don't are equally worthy of recognition on Veterans Day. Miranda Troyer spent more than a year in Iraq after joining the U.S. Army in 2006. She met her husband there and now operates a bakery out of their garage in Morton. Troyer speaks with reporter Joe Deacon, reflecting on her time in the military.
I went to culinary school for advanced baking and pastry arts, and it was kind of spur of the moment. Like, I did my externship at the Biltmore Estate in Asheville, North Carolina. When I was finished with that, it was just kind of on a whim that I went and just joined the Army. It was just something in me just, you know, I give credit to Christ. So I joined the Army. I took the oath of enlistment the very next day, and I went through my base training in Fort Jackson. I was deployed to Iraq for a 15-month tour there. It was originally 12 months, and we were extended while we were over there. Whenever we got back to the States, I was on two different culinary arts teams. Yeah, so it was a pleasure, such an honor to be able to be in the Army. I mean, you don't think about it when you're actually there. But then afterwards, it just you think back and like, wow, I can't believe I did that.
What types of duties did you perform on your deployment to Iraq?
So I was a cook in the Army. So then whenever I deployed, I cooked for, you know, thousands of soldiers a day. I was also sent to Corregidor Combat Outpost. It was kind of just south of Baghdad. And it was actually there when I met my husband. So I was cooking for his troop. It was me and I think two other cooks down there at the time. We cooked for them whenever they would come out from missions and everything. I was also a driver in Iraq, so I was the lead driver of the convoys for about 3 months.
Cooks and drivers don't necessarily come to mind right away when people think about military personnel. Do you think those service members get enough recognition?
Yeah, I mean, we were right down there with them. I mean, we weren't on the front line with them, but, you know, still in very dangerous areas, you know, making sure that, you know, they have food and, you know, everyone is sustained. So, I mean, we were, you know, I was out there too, you know, pretty much all the cooks were also drivers for the convoys. So we were out there plenty. A lot of people don't really think about that. And, you know, I'm very, very fortunate that I never actually, you know, had to live through anything that was terrible. And, you know, but, you know, we do know soldiers that were killed, and it's just really sad.
Do you reflect on your time in the Army very often?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I know it's the day-to-day, it just gets really hopping, but, you know, whenever you get a moment, it's just, it's really hard to not remember, just kind of think back. I mean, every once in a while I run across photo albums of, you know, times there and, you know, the people that we lost. It's definitely something that needs to be in our hearts always, and especially on Veterans Day.
You opened your bakery in August. How is business going so far?
Yeah, it's going great. You know, the first couple weeks of that was just tremendously stressful with just trying to keep up with everything, keep up with communications and the struggles of, you know, running a new business. You know, we've never done anything like this before. So it's just definitely been a struggle, a learning curve. And I think we finally kind of reached our groove, I guess.
Is it a bit unusual to be running a bakery out of your garage?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think about that a lot. I'm thinking, like, you know, people probably think we're crazy, you know? But, I mean, we get a lot of regulars. We get so many wonderful people. But just, you know, approaching, it's just you come up to someone's house and you're like, okay, well, I guess we're going to go in the garage over here. And you come in and boom, it's, you know, it's a bakery. So it's pretty awesome.
That's U.S. Army veteran Miranda Troyer talking to reporter Joe Deacon. To hear the full conversation and to learn more about her bakery, go to wcbu.org.